Today on Jay Sekulow Live, President Trump extends the COVID-19 guidelines until the end of April, another month. We'll talk about that, all the ramifications, the legislation, today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I want every citizen in our country to take heart and confidence in the fact that we have the best medical minds in the world tackling this disease. We have the best science, the best researchers, and the best talent anywhere working night and day to protect your family and loved ones and to overcome this pandemic.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And as we saw yesterday in the Rose Garden, the president making that announcement clear to the American people that the 15-day guideline, which was coming up about to expire, has been extended throughout the month of April. So at least until the end of April. So that means, again, another month of the 15 guidelines, basically the stay-at-home guidelines that you have heard from the CDC and that the White House has been talking about. These are the social distancing guidelines, the limiting work, limiting restaurant openings, hotel closures, group gatherings of more than more than 10 people. So again, that will be extended through April. The president was also asked about the idea of will he still be considering looking at certain areas for reopening, and said no. That as of right now, for this next month, yeah, to keep these numbers where they are, we can't start picking and choosing where can reopen and where can't reopen, because we're seeing pockets of places where the virus will kind of explode, if you will, and overnight 40 or 50 people will be diagnosed with it, even though that right. was a state that didn't have an issue with it.
You know, one of the interesting things also, Jordan, is some locales, and I think this is just being smart, are saying for, you know, people that may have a summer home someplace or go on a particular place for vacation. So if you go to like North Carolina, which is very popular if you're from New York or Florida or from the Southeast, the Asheville area, these areas of North Carolina, even if you own property there, what they're saying is if you come into, once you come into the county, you register and self-quarantine for 14 days, which includes not being able to go to the grocery store, which means you have to have a neighbor help you get the groceries, but self-quarantine. And it sounds extreme, but the idea there is to keep this number down and keep the spreading down. And I want to encourage people, because I think some people are really, most Americans really are understand we're in a yeah. war with an invisible enemy and that they are social distancing. But I will tell you, I saw something last night with some of my grandkids, and we're just driving in our area where a media center is, and I saw these, you know, 20-somethings congregating in a particular area, and there must have been 30 or 40 of them. There was not only no social distancing, it was like nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And the problem is they're exposing people that are, let's say, you know, mature, my age, where the risk factors, you know, substantially increase when you have this. So let's listen to what the CDC is saying. Let's listen to what Dr. Blix, Dr. Fauci are saying, and what the president's putting forward. And I think moving this to April, at least till April, the end of April, is a smart move. Now, it brings up an interesting issue, and that is the Supreme Court term. The last argument, now, our cases, the three cases that I have at the Supreme Court for the president have all been right now postponed, but right. there was an April calendar. The thought was maybe they'll add them to the April calendar. Well, with this in place, they haven't canceled the April calendar, at least not yet, but that could be any minute.
Yeah.
Likely April's not happening either. And right. the way the president was sounding, maybe not until June or July, until back
really
to normal.
Really, we're talking about June 1st is kind of like the new hope date.
Of whatever new normal is.
Yeah, whatever the new normal is. We're taking your phone calls too, your reactions to the legislation, the president's announcement. 1-800-684-3110, how this is impacting you. 1-800-684-3110. Remember to support the work of the ACLJ. Matching Challenge Month, and we really encourage online donations at aclj.org.
Yeah, we got a brand new brief going into the courts right now on against Planned Parenthood, so help support the ACLJ.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Now, of course, you would think at this time that partisan politics takes a back seat. The president making these daily press announcements and, again, being very clear to the American people. Tomorrow, the president announced that there will be a kind of a greater explanation for the American people on the science behind the why they believe the curve will peak around Easter. So that's in a couple of weeks. Why it will peak then, and then why we hope that that's the peak. And then we'll start to see a drop. So we'll kind of hit the top of the curve. And again, we're hearing numbers that 100 to 200,000 would be a victory in deaths total, because without doing anything, the numbers would look more like 2 million.
You remember that England initially said what they were planning on doing was basically letting the virus run its course. The modeling that came into the United States, though, showed that there was that the death toll could reach 2.2 million, which is, you know, in the United States, was just, you know, it's quite a shocking figure. So I think that the team that the president has put in place is working aggressively. Let me say something on the economic side, if I can, for a moment. Larry Kudlow, who I've known for years, and I have tremendous respect for, and I think is a brilliant economist, strategist. He was on with Maria Bartiromo, and I thought gave a great interview. In fact, we should probably try to find that for one of our breaks tomorrow, maybe. And he laid out kind of how this is going to work out. Like this, for instance, as we're on the air, and doesn't mean by the time you hear it, this is the case, the stock market's up 350 points. Does that mean it will be at the end of the day? It doesn't mean that, but that's where it is right now. There's a plan in place, and by doing these stimulus packages, we're trying to keep small businesses, which is the backbone of our economy, in the position where they can continue to employ people. This is the difficulty, but I just saw, I think it was Macy's. Am I right on this, Wills? Macy's laid off 1,300 employees, I think was the number, something like that, maybe more than that. And excuse me, 130,000 employees. Now, that will allow them to qualify for unemployment insurance. But those are big numbers. Now, Macy's was in trouble before this started. That's like, you know, with Boeing, you gotta help these companies like Boeing, because it's important for our own security, actually. But let's be realistic, okay?
Yeah, Boeing was in trouble
before this started. So I think that the fact that the negotiations that are going forward on this, and I won't get into the details, but just in conversations I've had with people, that the fact is ownership in some of these companies, I think, is fair actually to the American people. Now there's this balance on the using the defense the DPA. We're going to get Colonel Wes Smith will be on that tomorrow. Probably try to get maybe Skip Ash to call in as well to talk about that a little bit. But the right things are taking place. Having said that, we're getting a lot of calls. I want to take those calls. But let me just say this, because we are in a matching challenge and we're in the last 2 days here. First of all, I got to say a huge thank you, because the response, frankly, has been incredible. And that's really good, because while our online donations are up, we can't really open up much mail at our facilities in Virginia because of the coronavirus. So Your online giving really makes a difference for the ACLJ. We are filing a brand new amicus brief. The case is Baker versus Planned Parenthood of the South Atlantic. This is involving the South Carolina governor issued an executive order directing South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services to deem abortion clinics unqualified to receive Medicaid funding. We filed a brief in that case, and I went to work on that. Then we broke the story, at least on our radio broadcast, about the Soros-funded organization that's basically calling for the abolition of the family, which is fighting everything the American Center for Law and Justice has stood for 35 years. So your support of the ACLJ at this particular time, and we're in a matching challenge, the last 2 days for March, go online, encourage your friends to go online too. It really, really helps us out. Let's go ahead and take, I think, a phone call.
Sure, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Scott in Dallas, Texas, on line one. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
I hope you guys are doing well.
Good.
Listen, I'm a truck driver, and I do over the road, and my concern is this. I'm in a hot spot right now, Dallas.
Yep.
And I traveled to all these locations, and I know that we're not restricted because we're essential.
You are.
But my question is this. It scares the crap out of me, because last week I was in New Haven, Connecticut, picked up a load, took it to St. Louis, Missouri. I could have got infected and transported that disease to wherever I was, and see, that's my concern, because I go to these hot spots, and we're not being tested.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, I'm going to say to you what I say to the military when they call. Thank you for doing what you're doing, because keeping our logistics operating, which primarily is trucking,
shelves full,
and the shelves at least full in the stores, is really on the front lines of this war we're in. So I want to thank you for what you're doing. Now, Scott, the president announced, and the FDA has approved, a new test that will give the results in 15 minutes, and they think maybe by this week, maybe down to 5 minutes. So I'm sure that as time goes on, you raise a very important point, because you don't want to be a carrier, but it is critical what you're doing. And you're like the medical professionals and then the police officers and the fire departments and the EMS. So I hear you. I'm gonna raise that issue with the powers that be. I think it's important to make sure you all have adequate medical care. And they certainly could do that at these major truck stops. So, Scott, thank you for doing what you're doing. And I'm going to get on that as soon as we get off the air.
Yeah, loading centers, very places important. Like that. That makes a lot of sense what Scott's talking about. And people need to start thinking that way. And think about it, Scott is thinking about that not in a way of how does it affect him or how's it, you know, because or business-wise, but because he doesn't want to be someone hurting, you know, spreading the virus around the country. People are thinking like that. And that's the new way of thinking that I think took a couple of weeks, and I think it's now settling into the American people that they're serious about this, because you see New York and you say, if you're not in New York, you don't want your city to end up like New York. And it's not that anything necessarily they did wrong.
No.
It was just, it really spread there. And
you've got great medical care,
and you've got people, you know, really living on top of each other there.
Yep. Play,
really, unlike any other city, closest thing to that we have in the United States, really, Chicago, maybe.
I mean, not near the volume.
LA is very spread out and still having issues with the spread. San Francisco, pretty condensed, but not nearly like nothing like New York.
Here's what I want to tell people, though. Look, part of what we do at the American Center for Law and Justice is protect the family. And in this particular time, that means our work takes on a little bit of a different role. That includes protecting the health and well-being of families. We're not doctors, but we do have access to getting information out and getting information to people that need to know. And what Scott just called in, frankly, is a really important message. And that is, hey, the logistics teams, which are moving this product around, probably need to be tested. Now, I don't know what the parameters of the, you know, would it be if you have symptoms or not,
But I think they're going to get this set test down to such a point where it's going to be you could just take the test.
Yeah.
So, again, for those of you that support the ACLJ, understand, it's a bit of a different role right now. But we've got to be, as an organization, flexible enough to know what we need to address right now. And right now we're addressing a pandemic and the legal issues associated with it, and we're helpful policy issues. I mean, we were all over it last week in getting that legislation through. And now this week, when we get a call like Scott, I will tell you I'll be making calls after this broadcast to let people know that this is something we need to be looking at.
Yeah. Let's say, Rebecca on Facebook wrote in, did I hear correctly that there was a federal unemployment on top of separate from the state and unemployment? What happened is that the unemployment, it's a federal state program. States administer it. The president talked about this yesterday. Unemployment's been extended, the period of time and the people who qualify for unemployment. Plus, the amount of unemployment check has gone up an additional $600 on top of what your unemployment would be. So it has been extended. So I guess that would be where the federal extension was economically, dollar-wise, would be the $600. Length of time, and also it's broadened out the amount of people. The president also said for right now, he is going to allow the states to try and administer this, but if they can't get it done quickly enough, because usually the states do administer unemployment.
Yes.
But it is a partnership with the federal government. So
but it's antiquated systems. I mean, these systems are 30 and 40 years old.
So because of that, if they can't get it to the people quick enough, he's going to call Congress to come back to pass legislation to allow the federal government to utilize IRS and Treasury Department, Social Security, to get it to people more quickly. Yeah, so I think that answers your question, Rebecca. There is an additional funds now available to you for unemployment. Continue again, 1-800-684-3110. We come back, we will take more of your calls as well, 1-800-684-3110, because the legislative fixes are not done. Now that we know that this is through April, the $1,200 check that'll be out,
yep,
might have to be another one of those. I mean,
yeah, there may be a phase four.
Yeah, a phase four, and that's when we have to be very careful again. Nancy Pelosi's already talking about it, and we know what Nancy Pelosi is looking at in phase four is the thing she didn't get in phase three, which was New Green Deal, Planned Parenthood funding, the work around the Hyde Amendment, other issues that had nothing to do with combating COVID-19 and this pandemic. Share this broadcast with your friends and family. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, click that share button now. If you're listening to radio broadcast and SiriusXM, I encourage you, support the work of the ACLJ. Yes. At ACLJ.org, especially now. If you can donate online, it's the best way to get the resources to us quickly. As my dad said, it's tough for us to get to the mail right now. We can only do it so often and so much at a time. So donate online at ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge. Still, double the impact of your donation. 2 days left in March, ACLJ.org. We'll be right back on JSEC Yo Live.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. You know, as it feels like most of the country is shut down, and there are lots of parts that are. A lot of parts of our normal life that is not the same, but people are still working from home. People are still ACLJ working around the clock. All of our staff is employed and working and continuing to do not just the radio broadcast and the media side that you see, but the legal work continues as well. Even while courts are dealing with how to have arguments, they're still doing the briefing, which takes months. And then, of course, we know that there will be an opening at some point. And then there'll be kind of almost like an influx of oral arguments.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, right now, at different levels of court. Arguments are, we haven't gotten the order yet from the Supreme Court from April. I'm sure it's going to come today or tomorrow. And they're going to postpone the April arguments, which means my arguments, which we had three cases. For March will be moved to some later date, and that later date may well be the fall. I mean, who knows? Right now, it doesn't look like they'll be ready to do anything in May from what the president, the indications are. Let me say this, though. But the work goes on. Now, I told you, we are very flexible. I think one of the successes that we've had, or a success that we've had at the American Center for Law and Justice, is being able to adjust to the times that we live in. And when that happened during 9/11, too, by the way, if you remember, we got heavily involved in the Patriot Act and other actions that were outside the normal things we would have
That's
done.
Where our national security practice
now,
started.
Now, it's a little bit different now than it was then, because in the interim of those 18 years, I also had the opportunity to serve as counsel to the president, the sitting current president of the United States, 45th president of the United States. So you got a kind of a different perspective of what's going on. But the work of the ACLJ continues independent of that. And the work of the ACLJ, even this last week, you saw it on that House bill, the Senate bill, and they were trying to do the reconciliations and all the attempts to get the Green New Deal in there and not help the businesses. We went in there and went to battle on that, on this broadcast with our government affairs teams. Now, at the same time, we are filing a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. This one happens to be against Planned Parenthood. What else is new? It's a major case regarding states' ability to defund Planned Parenthood. It's at the Supreme Court now. Now, I don't know when arguments are going to be. Don't know when the case will be docketed. But the briefs are due. So we have the brief deadline, and we're filing that. At the same time, we have undertaken a real opposition to what George Soros' group was doing, which is I call it the destruction of the American family. Abolish the family, which was a piece they put out last week, at the end of the week. We aggressively have pushed back. Our director of policy, Harry Hutchinson, will have a piece up later today called Global Elites Use the Coronavirus Pandemic to Push for the Destruction of the Family and the Elimination of Private Property Rights. So Professor Hutchinson's doing that. We're going to have on tomorrow's broadcast our Colonel Wes Smith, probably Colonel Skip Ash, to just talk about the utilization of the Military Act that's been put in place here, the Defense Act. So we also have a blog up right now on the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. It gives you a lot of information of what families will get. And we're answering your questions. So that's what we're doing here at the ACLJ. I'm going to encourage you to continue to support the work of the ACLJ, especially online during our matching challenge. And if you have friends that are ACLJ donors and maybe they donate through the mail, nudge them and say, hey, look, if you're going to support the ACLJ, do it online. It's just a lot better for the American Center for Law and Justice. We can get those resources out to our teams instantaneously.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Leslie in Clearwater, Florida, online 4. Leslie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey there. Thanks so much. I just want to thank you for what you do. I'm sharing your post, giving, praying, and for you and your family. Thanks again.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say a quick comment. I'm sorry, I've got somebody calling in right now. Let me just decline that. I want to say a quick
Live
comment
radio.
About the Soros.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. Soros Pelosi post about families, you know, it just really shows the enemy is going after and tearing down everything that our Creator God implemented in the beginning and foundation of the world, proving that this is all about a spiritual war between God and Satan, and that's why Genesis is such an important book. My question for you today is, due to a company buyout, I got laid off middle of February. Yep. Bad timing. I'm 58 years old. I'm a professional administrative type role recruiter, and a lot of my type of positions are on hold right now. I just got my first unemployment check last week. I could try to grab something like a grocery store type of job, but at 58 with no health care, I put myself at a bigger risk, and I'm just wondering, what should I do? And so it sounds like I am still going to qualify for continued additional funds throughout the employment thing, right?
Yes, you would be the kind of person, of course, that, because unemployment has been expanded to include people who may have lost their jobs it used to be that it had to be like so long, and that period's been shortened up. So I think you would be. You need to check Leslie, but you should be, because you're already receiving unemployment. So you'll receive the extended unemployment that's now available, plus an additional $600 on top of that unemployment check that you're receiving now. So you will have, I think it goes out another 4 months. Is that what that's what the legislation did? So on top of that, now for your health insurance question, I would bring this up. Dad, someone unemployed in their late 50s, could Medicare become an option? At what point would that kick in for her?
I mean, there are. I'm not an expert in Medicare,
yeah.
Medicaid. There may be options,
yeah,
and you may have, there may be because of the loss of employment. You really need to talk to your previous employer. Do you have a COBRA opportunity, Leslie?
Yeah, but I can't afford that. I don't have, you know, I'm kind of a patient.
So then you may need to go on one of the exchanges. I mean,
yeah, the health exchanges, or call Medicaid and look into all this.
You know what? I'd go right to the Medicare website.
Yeah.
There's information there that can help you.
Yeah, go right there. I mean, and because a lot of these programs right now, they are broadening out, is the term that keeps being used in Capitol Hill, in Washington D.C., broadening out the eligibility requirements. So they're making it more available to more people. Again, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You know, and the politics of this, we're going to get into in the second half hour. Nancy Pelosi just couldn't keep her mouth shut. She had to start attacking the president, trying to make this partisan at a time when he's, again, making tough decisions, trying to help people across the country and dealing with a virus that's different in every part of the country within different parts of the country, in different states and counties and cities in the country, and working with the experts and briefing people for over an hour every single day, coming to the podium with those experts through 7 days a week, working around the clock. But of course, because she didn't get what she wanted for Planned Parenthood and for the Green New Deal and for corporate board diversity, I mean, alternative energy, at a time when airlines, like, that's what they need to be worried about, right, is figuring out alternative energy. They need to have to figure out if they're even going to survive without having to file for bankruptcy in a couple of weeks. So again, we'll play that when we come back from the break, because there is, of course, in an election year, the politics of the virus. And it's becoming more and more real, I think, the closer and closer we get to the November election. You start thinking about, are there going to be political conventions? I mean, how would that even be possible? I mean, you'd have to have really the end of the virus before you bring in people like that to an arena-type setting. So
when are those? June or July?
July and August, yeah. So, I mean, again, even if the country started to reopen, that would be like having a massive sporting event with more people than those usually hold. So we'll talk about that. What did Nancy Pelosi actually say? And continue to take your questions and calls. Remember, support the work of the ACLJ. Matching challenge. 2 days left this month. Donate online at aclj.org and double the impact of your donation. That's aclj.org. Donate today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Phone line's very full, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Let's just reset if you're just joining us. The president yesterday announcing, yesterday evening in the Rose Garden, that the social distancing guidelines, the 15-day plan, would be extended now throughout April. So that will be in another month. So it was first 15 days. Now we're adding an additional about 31 days. So, I mean, it'll be like a 45-day plan. This is the less than 10 people, the 6 feet away. Don't leave your house if you don't have to. Only essential services open for restaurants and places like that. It's basically only pick up and drive through to go. A lot of delivery services now that I've been utilizing, and I think a lot more Americans are utilizing. And I can tell that because that it takes longer to get those services. By the way, those people deserve higher tips who are going to the stores
for you.
If you have
the money, yes.
Yeah, I mean, because they're going to the store for you. You do pay a premium for it, but they're taking the risk for you. And but even now, they are just putting it right at your door, kind of knocking on your door, sending you a text saying, hey, it's here. And again, I appreciate that. I think, you know, that the idea here that everybody's being a bit more flexible with that, but those folks also too who are making it easily for the elderly and for people who may be actually quarantined, not just self-quarantined, but because of an illness. Again, those delivery services playing a huge role.
I'd like to play what the president said yesterday because I think this sums it up. It's bite number 19.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. To slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people.
So I think what this tells you is that they're analyzing the data now. They will continue to analyze the data. We had a very interesting call from a trucker. Logistics are very important. And I'm going to communicate that concern to people that should be aware that they need to be, how that should be handled. Whether it's testing or not, it's going to be up to the medical professionals, but I think we have to look at all of that because keeping logistics open is critical in this that we're engaged in. And I explained this at the beginning of the broadcast, and I really want to do it again. A lot of you have been watching us. I mean, we've been on radio a long time, and you know the ACLJ has been around, my goodness, for the predecessor since the mid-1980s. So here we are in 2020, and we're dealing with a crisis in our country, and I think one that's being handled appropriately, but it's a bit of an unknown because it is, as the president and others have said, it's an invisible enemy, but it is a deadly enemy. And we have implemented procedures here at the ACLJ and affiliates around the world. All of our offices are working remotely, globally. I mean, Jerusalem, Strasbourg, globally, they are operating remotely. That's the way it has to be. Now, having said that, we've also have made some shifts here. I told you, we filed a brief involving a case involving Planned Parenthood. Doesn't change there. Fighting for life. But then you had, when the legislation was proposed last week and there was a lot of things in it that we were very concerned about, we went to work for you. And then the attack on the American family that started with the Soros-funded group, we countered that and will counter that because they're going to look at a weakness in our system to try to do social reengineering. So we've got Harry Hutchison putting up. Yeah, I do too. Harry Hutchison's got a piece going up this afternoon on this. We need to just be thinking, and that's where your support of the ACLJ has really been so critical, especially these last 2 days of our March matching challenge.
Yeah, that's right. You can donate online, aclj.org. We really encourage you, even if you are a normal donor to the ACLJ and you usually do it via check and via mail, we encourage you these months, do it at aclj.org/donate. The reason why is because so many of the offices, people are having to work from home, that mail gets delivered. We are ultimately opening it. So if you've got checks in the mail to the ACLJ, we appreciate it. And it will be utilized by the ACLJ. But it's just taking longer because we're having to do shifts of that for shorter periods of time. We don't have our full mail staff in, you know, the normal hours they would be in the office to do that. So we are encouraging online donations so that you can continue to get those resources to ACLJ so they can be utilized as quickly as possible at ACLJ.org and take part in our matching challenge. Double the impact of your donation. That's at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm going to get right to your calls, but I do want to play this because I don't think it's fair that Nancy Pelosi gets a pass on this. It's because we have to be prepared for what will be phase four. And she's already talking about it because she wants more of her deals in. She wants you to stop paying attention. She wants members of Congress to start checking out. Groups like us start checking out. We're not going to, and that's why we're going to stay on top. Take a listen. This was Nancy Pelosi on the Sunday shows. Before the president, came to the Rose Garden later on last night to announce the extended, basically closure of the country. Take a listen, Nancy Pelosi, just disgusting.
When did the president know about this, and what did he know? What did he know, and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying, and we just have to take every precaution.
Now, I'm going to say something here, because I don't think there's many people that can speak to it as I can speak to it, because I've been dealing with this nonsense for 3 years. So we had Bob Mueller and that nonsense.
Yeah.
Then we had, so it was first Russia collusion, none. Then it was obstruction, no. Then it was, there's something in the Ukraine going on, that's got to be bad. Oh, let's impeach the president. By the way, the impeachment was going on, and we're spending taxpayer money on impeachment proceedings that didn't get concluded until February 5th. While this virus then becomes a national issue now, which it should be, because we're trying to...
The president brought it up before the actual acquittal, which was on February 4th, the State of the Union, the day before.
He brought it up at the State of the Union, and now they are trying to make the response to the coronavirus, what, Volume 3 of the Mueller Report?
Yeah.
Or grounds for
it?
What did the president know, and when did he know it? That's the Nixon line.
This is the Chinese government who is lying about the... First of all, I don't even like the fact they're saying we're the number one death rate and all this, because we know that the Chinese, there were reports that just in Wuhan, probably 40,000 people died. So this is the fact that our media, which I think is just doing a disservice to the country, not just the president, but to the country, reports these figures from these totalitarian countries as if they are true, is absurd. And so how would the president would have to, is dealing with China. He has to deal with that. He has to deal with them, but they are not honest brokers about these things. Yeah. So I think, again, take a listen to what Senator Lindsey Graham had to say in response, because this is the honest truth. We said all along last week, who was delaying this to the American people? Nancy Pelosi. Who was delaying relief to the American people? Nancy Pelosi. Who was delaying relief to American, the hospitals and the necessary care that it was needed, supplies needed? Nancy Pelosi. Take a listen to Lindsey Graham, Bite 28.
This is the same Speaker of the House who held up the bill in the Senate for days because she wanted same-day voting. She wanted carbon neutrality for the airlines. She wanted $75 million for the Endowment for the Humanities and $25 million for the Kennedy Center. She is the one that held up the package in the Senate for days to get the Green New Deal put in a recovery package. So it's the most shameful, disgusting thing I've heard yet, and it needs to stop.
If Nancy Pelosi thinks she's going to bring her Congress back at some point and start another series of summer hearings, here we go. I mean, it was just last summer that we had Bob Mueller. It was July.
They're always looking for something.
So summer hearings on this, that will tell the American people exactly what this is. And it does a disservice to the country, as she did during that entire thing, and by the way, in the entire debate on the bill. But again, the bill's put in place. But there's one person that could speak to it in the United States about the absurdity of this. I think I'm one of the, let's say a handful of people can. I would think I would be one of those handful that could speak to this.
Yep.
And it's absurd that they're going to start this all over again. They've got to find what can we do this summer to try to derail the president. Oh, I know. Let's have a oversight hearings on coronavirus. Except we really can't have people in the chamber because it will spread the disease.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I just want to play for people. This was before the president got acquitted. The trial was over in the Senate. But remember, that was because of the House moving forward with impeachment. The president delivered the State of the Union before the acquittal vote, which was the following day in the U.S. Senate. He delivered the State of the Union and talked directly about the coronavirus to the American people. Now, this was the first. This was, again, a public time. This doesn't mean it was the first time the president was made aware of it in a private setting in briefings with his national security experts and national health experts, which worked together. But take a listen. He told the American people about this way back in the first week of February, Bite 30.
Protecting Americans' health also means fighting infectious diseases. We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
Remember, he then moved to shut down travel from China, and it was the leaders in California, New York, and Capitol Hill, like Nancy Pelosi, who called him a racist, Dad, and a xenophobe for doing that. And by the way, listen to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. What do they say was the key to why America is not Italy? Why America is not dealing with this like Spain? Why are we not in that situation? Because we shut down the border quickly from China. And those European countries allowed continuous travel from China. They allowed that continuous travel. Now they've all, by the way, every one of those countries has followed the president of the United States lead, who took the brunt of this, who was called a racist and a xenophobe by U.S. Democratic leaders like Nancy Pelosi, and governors in California and governors in New York, by the way, who now beg him for resources, but also by European leaders. He was called a racist and xenophobe, and now they have shut down their borders as well to a greater extent. So we have a president who was on the front lines, who wasn't afraid, as he has not been throughout this entire process, of taking the initial heat to protect the American people as best he can from a war that you cannot see, you know, from an enemy that is completely invisible.
But you see what the enemy can invoke on the people, because that's what's filling up the hospitals right now. Right. All right, let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. Aileen is calling from South Carolina on line one. Aileen, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, how can we trust, who do we believe? If the newspaper, if the news is saying that nurses and all of them are wearing trash bags, have only one mask for the whole week, but then yet we know that the president is sending everybody supplies, is that just the government, the state government not doing their thing?
Let me tell you what, I don't think any of us could answer that question directly, except I could say this. The president raised a very interesting point in his press conference yesterday. 10,000 masks a week were being provided.
To New York.
And then they said they needed 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask yourself,
where were they?
How is that even possible?
And
where'd they go?
Where did they go?
And he said, you know, he's concerned because he's a New Yorker. Did it go out the back door?
And you know where it went? It's in a warehouse in New Jersey. That's what the president announced. So all those masks that Andrew Cuomo and he's getting all this praise for, we must have them now. They're not getting us enough masks. They're not.
Wasn't there something with ventilators about that too? That they said they didn't have them, but there was another stockpile someplace else.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of this again is misinformation. Also, the CBS news was caught showing footage of an Italian hospital and saying that's what it looked like in a U.S. hospital right now. So I think. Listen, our medical care providers are, and especially in certain areas of the country, under a tremendous stress. I'm not taking that away. And resources are tight in some hospitals. There have been some that report stolen, that people have stolen, people that work for the hospitals. But I think all in all, what we have heard is that you will get the supplies you need. And that, again, you now have the USS Comfort, you know, in New York City's harbor, and that's docked at Pier 90. That's to deal with all the non-COVID-19 cases. I mean, the resources are available.
Unreal.
And I think we're going to see, yet again, there were these moves by certain governors, and they were doing exactly what we were told as Americans not to do, hoard. And they started hoarding.
Yeah. Let me tell you something that I want to say about Norfolk, Virginia, because it's a town that's close to a lot of our hearts. At least I'm looking at, I know four people in this in our studio here have lived in this area. You have no idea when you're talking about the largest naval station in the world. For them, for the Navy and the contractors to get that hospital up to speed in 4 days instead of 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Was unbelievable. And I am so proud when I see those flags waving in Virginia Beach and in Norfolk. And that ship, when it pulled away, there was a beautiful shot yesterday that someone put up on Facebook. It was the USS Comfort coming into port in New York, passing the Statue of Liberty. I get chills just thinking about that when I said it. And this is what the greatness of America. This was the America that my grandfather and his family, my family, fled to when they left Soviet Russia in 1914. And, you know, there that ship comes to bring help. Same thing on the West Coast. It's really impressive. Men and women working really hard. We need to support them and get them what they need.
All right, folks. We come back. We're going to take your phone calls. People have been holding on the line. We're just going to take phone calls right from the top. 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are full right now. A lot of great questions that we will answer. Remember our matching challenge at aclj.org. 2 days left in the month of March, today and tomorrow. That means you double the impact of your donation. We're really encouraging you. We got briefs being filed, work being done, legislative work being done around the clock, and our offices around the world operating again, folks. So we need your support. Double the impact of your donation at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We'll be right back.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
All right, here we go. We're going to take your phone calls now. 1-800-684-3110. Let's start with Rhonda and calling from Georgia on line one. Rhonda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And I just want to let you know I read the article about how the House and Bill, how the House, they didn't pass the, or the Senate didn't pass the protection bill for the unborn, and I was really sad to hear that. And I just want to let you know that I did donate because that really touched my heart. But I have a question. My husband was doing some research on the stimulus bill that was passed. And is it true that only children 16 years or younger are counted as a dependent?
Yeah, so here's how it works. For purposes of getting the $500 extra per child, that's on top of the, if you were eligible, like if you're a married couple, you file jointly, the $2,400 or the, again, the addition. So to get the $500, the bill uses the same definition for a child as you use for child tax credit. That's the sticking point here. The child must be under the age of 17 at the end of the tax year. That means you do not get $500 for a child above the age of 16, even if they live with you and eat your food and spend your money and sleep in your house. Yep. Now, a child older than that who may live with you may be eligible for it if they do work.
Right.
And are taxpayers. And they may be eligible for the larger amount of money, the $1,200. So again, I think it's kind of a balance is there.
Okay.
And I hope that answers your question for you, Rhonda. Let's go to Alan calling from North Carolina online too. Alan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Alan.
Thanks so much for what you do. My question is, will the government step up to the stores that are essential businesses and make them have a responsibility? The reason I ask, I was just curious and drove by Lowe's, and they were 30, 40 deep in the lawn and garden section.
Yeah, in line at checkout. Right. Yeah, so this is a problem. Some towns, some states are stopping that. I know North Carolina's got on that very heavily. Because, yes, it kind of defeats the purpose. But that's local government decisions in conjunction with their governors. That's not, the federal government's not going to come in and say, in North Carolina, this is how you do your separation. Yeah. They're going to suggest it. But that's how that has to happen.
I know how it's happening in stores that I've been in. And, again, that's mostly been only the essential stores that have remained open, which are grocery stores, gas stations, and basically like hardware stores. Most of them have put tape down.
Yep.
And there's 6 feet, 6 feet.
Yeah, a lot of places are doing that. So it makes sense.
And they're also limiting how many people in the larger stores can come in at a time. And they are.
But there shouldn't be 30 or 40 people in a line. That defeats the entire purpose.
They are having some issues with that. It's then the line outside to wait till you can get inside, and
they
that
gotta figure
line
that
needs
out
to be divided up too.
All right, why don't we take Julie in Tennessee?
Okay, let's go to Julie on line six. Welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. My daughter is 30 years old.
Yep.
She worked for a subcontractor of Nissan in Middle Tennessee.
Yes.
Nissan shut down, so subsequently all the contractors laid off their employees. Now, my daughter applied for unemployment and was denied because the state of Tennessee said she didn't work from December of 18 to April of 19, and that's why they denied her. But she had a baby in December of 18, so she wasn't working those months.
Okay, so
but she did go back to work, and she was laid off because of this.
Then I think she,
They broadened that out. Yeah. A lot of this has been broadened out. So you need to go back to your state unemployment websites.
And read the,
I know
resubmit.
It takes time right now. Resubmit. Because
It's changed.
Because the laws were changed. I can't guarantee you exactly, but I know that the law was broadened out to try and include people like your daughter who are caught in a situation where they usually would not be eligible because of these timelines, but these, again, broadening. I can't.
We're trying
to
give you general
term.
Guidance here. We can. We're not handling. We can't handle
what
a specific
one. What I tell people right now is, if you were denied in the past,
go back
because things have been. The key word is eligibility has been broadened out for a much larger scope of people. So it's likely that you are going to be in a different situation than you were the first time you may have applied.
Let's go to line three.
All right, let's go to Rebecca in Florida on line three. Rebecca, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We have great respect for the work you do and the information you pass on to us. In dealing with church members, we have noticed that they're not well informed. Part of this is due to the fear that the media passes on to the public through the Spanish TV channels, especially here in Florida. Channel 23 and 51 are guilty of misinforming the Latin community. But I realized that they only receive like positive misinformation that has to do with the Democratic Party, and shame on Nancy Pelosi for doing everything she's doing right now instead of thinking of the American people. But my question to you is, since we relay all this information to them, is that for the immigrants who have recently received their Social Security,
yes.
Are they included in the stimulus?
Yes. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yes. So if you are on Social Security and you're receiving Social Security, you are eligible for this new economic check, so the one-time payment, and for all these other programs that are now available through the stimulus. So you could be eligible. Now, if you've got a full-time job right now, it depends on how much you're making. But likely, if you're a new immigrant, you're probably under that threshold and you
75.
Would get this check. So, again,
they should get it.
The clear answer is absolutely yes. If you've got a Social Security number and or even if you're on Social Security, by the way, you also get the check. Let's go to Nancy in Michigan on line four. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Nancy, quickly, please.
Hi. Thank you for all you do. I was just wondering, I hear 151 countries have been affected, but I've not heard if Russia, Iran, Syria, have they been affected?
Well, Iran's had one of the largest outbreaks proportionate to its population. Russia now is having cases.
I mean,
Syria is acknowledged some, but you're not going to get information out there.
Iran's saying they only had 2,700 deaths.
Yeah.
We know it's more than that. China says only 3,300. We know it's more than that. Russia saying 9, but yet they're building giant field hospitals. So
let's take Jerry.
Again, Jerry in Texas on line 5, you're on the air.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, buddy. I have a two-part question, if that's okay.
Real quick.
When I filed my taxes this year, I received a paper check. So how long would it take before I get my check, since they don't have my direct deposit information?
So you're going to get a hard check. They said that today. So if they don't have your direct deposit information, you will be mailed a check. Now, what Larry Kudlow has said is that they think some of this is going out like Friday.
Yeah, so you should be receiving it within the next couple of weeks.
I would say within 10 days probably.
Yeah, and then again, it may be a little longer in your situation because it's got to be a hard check and not a direct deposit. But again, you're going to receive this money within no longer than 3 weeks, and they're hoping to get it to you within 10 days.
All right, let me ask you to do something here for us at the ACLJ, and that is we're the last 2 days of our matching challenge, and Jordan will tell you we could use your help, and online giving is the key.
That's right, ACLJ.org. It's very easy to do. It's safe. It's secure. We've been utilizing it for decades that way. And for those of you who don't usually donate online, we encourage you to donate online this time, not just because of the matching challenge, but because that's the quickest way to get those resources to us, gets it to us immediately, because we're having a lot. It's taking us longer to get the mail opened because of the COVID-19 restrictions. So go to ACLJ.org. Be part of these final 2 days matching challenge at aclj.org. We will talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.